So the Sibyl tells him what his future will be. She also tells him how to get into the underworld. She does accompany him, but she gives him instructions as well. He asks her, how can he descend? How can a living man go into the underworld? And she responds with another one of those extremely famous phrases from the Aeneid, which I've always thought has some grim humor in it. She says, Facilis descensus Averno. The descent to Avernus is easy. Avernus being another name for the underworld. She said that the doors of the god of death stand open day and night. You want to get to the underworld? That's no problem. There are all sorts of ways to do that. But, she says, it's getting back out again. That's difficult. Hoc opus, hic labor est. There's the work, there's the labor to get back out again. She tells Aeneas that in order to pass into the underworld as a living man, something that only a very few heroes have ever done, and all of them were offspring of gods, she says, in order to descend into the underworld, he must first pluck a golden bough from the grove of trees near her cave. And she says that if he is fated to enter the underworld, this golden bough will come off in his hand, will come off the tree in his hand. If he's not fated to enter the underworld, no amount of human strength can possibly break off this golden bough. So, at the Sibyl's advice, Aeneas finds the golden bough. He's led to it by Venus's doves. He does pluck it off, and in a very interesting little detail, Virgil tells us that it hesitates before coming away. The Sibyl has simply said, if you're fated to enter the underworld, the golden bough will come off the tree in your hand. If you're not fated, there's no way you can pick it. Aeneas, when he actually lays hand to it, finds that it hesitates, but it does come away in his hand. And that's the hesitation of the golden bough is one of those points about which a great deal of critical ink has been spilled over the centuries. Back to the differences between the Odyssey's underworld and the Aeneid's underworld. One major difference is that in the Odyssey, the location of the entrance to the underworld is left very, very vague, but it's somewhere beyond the Straits of Gibraltar. Odysseus has to sail out into the river Ocean, the river that's conceived of as flowing around the edges of the disk of the world. He has to be carried by the winds, and eventually he'll arrive at what Circe calls Persephone's land, a vague, shadowy land located somewhere outside the known world. In the Aeneid, the entrance to the underworld is located with great specificity in Italy, around Naples, near Cumae, near Lake Avernus. It's absolutely specifically located. You can go now, today, and see the landmarks that Virgil refers to and find the places where he indicates the entrance to the underworld is located. So Odysseus is out in Never Never Land. Aeneas is right at the heart of Italy. Finally, and perhaps in some ways the most important difference, Odysseus's journey to the underworld is part of his first-person narrative. And one very important aspect of the Odyssey is that Odysseus is a liar. We can never be sure how much to trust anything Odysseus says. So when he narrates his own adventures in the underworld, we have to allow for the possibility of a little bit of exaggeration on his part. But Aeneas's adventure to the underworld is not part of his first-person narrative in books 2 and 3. It's narrated to us by Virgil, and therefore it's given the credibility of the narrator's voice. It is as believable as anything else, anywhere else in the Aeneid, and that, I think, is a very significant difference. So Aeneas's entry to the underworld is delayed by the necessity that the Sibyl tells him about of burying a dead companion first. Interestingly enough, the dead companion who needs to be buried is not Palinurus. Palinurus will be unburied, and that will be important when we meet his ghost in the underworld. But another companion has also died, unbeknownst to Aeneas, a man named Misenus, who drowned while Aeneas is off talking to the Sibyl, apparently, and whose body is lying unburied on the shore. So Aeneas and his men must first find and bury Misenus. Once this is done,